You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The city of Eau Claire could soon get a bicycle speed limit. The city council is expected to take up a measure limiting bike speeds on city bikeways and sidewalks tomorrow. The 15-mile-an-hour limit would include e-bikes, scooters, electric scooters, skateboards, and other mobility aids. Also on the council's agenda for tomorrow, a paid parking ordinance downtown. It comes after a parking study last year to improve parking in the heart of the city. If approved, paid parking downtown would start in the spring of 2026. It would also come with a parking coordinator. Both items will get a public hearing tonight at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Purple flags will fly at the Eau Claire County Administration Building this week. They're to symbolize the lives lost to overdose deaths. 14 people in Eau Claire County died due to an overdose in 2023. In 2024, there were 187 hospitalizations and 93 ambulance calls for opioid-related overdoses. Next week is International Overdose Awareness Day. Classes at UW-Eau Claire start next week Wednesday, and next Monday on Labor Day is the famous Run the Hill. Next Friday, the public is invited to attend a beam signing as the final beam is placed at the construction site of the Science and Health Sciences building. Local first responders are better prepared for an airplane disaster after a training last week at Chippewa Valley Regional Airport. The exercise simulated a crash between a large military aircraft and a smaller plane. The exercise involved fire, EMS, and emergency managers from Eau Claire and Chippewa County. The next drill is set for 2028. The Wisconsin man accused of faking his own death and jetting off to Europe is set to enter a plea this week. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
Authorities say Ryan Borgwart staged a kayaking accident on Big Green Lake about a year ago, wanting his family to get insurance money so he could seemingly start a new life with a woman he met online. Officials spent about $40,000 searching for him. As they began to unravel what happened, they learned he faked the accident, took a bus to Canada, flew to Paris, and then started living in the country of Georgia. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office was communicating with him for weeks, first to confirm that he was alive and safe, then they tried to convince him to come home. Eventually it worked. Borgwart came back to the U.S. in December. Now he's charged with misdemeanor obstruction. He'll be in court on Tuesday to enter a plea and be sentenced.
High schoolers at Chippewa Falls Area United who are enrolled in an advanced placement class should have some wind at their backs. Nearly 84% of high schoolers in the district taking an AP exam scored a 3 or above in the 2023-2024 school year. That's over a 9% jump from the previous school year and well above the statewide average of 71%. A 3 or above on an AP exam is usually enough to qualify for college credit. The data comes from the school data tool, which offers data on a variety of school metrics like student and teacher demographics and testing results. Find more at wispolicyforum.org. As for why scores are increasing, the College Board, which administrates AP exams, recently recalibrated its scoring between 2022 and the 2024 testing cycle, with generally higher passing rates across the board. Wisconsin counties own about 2.4 million acres of forest land, and counties own the largest amount of public forest land in the state. A proposal at the state capitol could make it easier for counties to manage that land. Assembly Bill 181 would expand the qualifications needed to receive partial state funding for county forest administrators. Right now, the state will only cover half the cost if an administrator has a four-year degree in forestry. The bill would loosen that requirement and allow a four-year degree in a related field like natural resources or conservation, or an associate's degree with years of experience in the job. Jason Nichols is the Burnett County Forest Administrator. He's been doing the job for over 25 years. He testified in support of this bill at the state capitol back in May, and he says he's proof a four-year degree is in everything.
I am proof that this can work. I realize that not every two-year degree individual may not be able to handle some of the pressures of being an administrator. But I can also tell you, I know some four-year degree people that can't either.
Currently, the grant does allow the chief state forester to give exemptions in order to qualify, and Burnett County has tried that multiple times and been denied. The chief state forester says experience can't be considered as part of an exception for the grant. The Burnett County administrator says the change would unlock $20,000 in state funding for Burnett County. The bill is backed by the Wisconsin County Forest Association and other forestry groups. A committee is expected to vote on it tomorrow. The bill passed the state Senate in May. For WCFW News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at wcfw.fm.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time myself going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a 6th round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 4-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026, with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mic podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clash after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off the Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200K. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and pleasant again today. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the mid-40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.